Let's bring in Andy Selgrad right now, who last week Friday stepped down as the head football coach at Columbus after three unprecedented seasons, a 35-4 mark. Coach, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Wade.
Hey, Coach, I guess can you just let everybody know, I guess, why did you think it was time for you to step away from the head job at Columbus?
Well, it was a family decision. A lot of things going on. And honestly, I think it was just time for a new voice. And, you know, we had to make a decision that was in the best interest of our family. And we had to come to this decision.
Coach, you know, being a head football coach, a head coach at any level now at the high school level, it does play a big role in your family life, doesn't it? Because you're gone a lot, you work weird hours, and there's some wear and tear that sometimes people don't recognize, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the hours that go into coaching, if you're a head coach or assistant, no matter what, it go beyond just showing up to practice and showing up to games. You know, the countless hours of film. There's a lot of work in the off season, making sure that people are doing the right things, getting in the weight room and so on, organization. There's just a lot to it that, you know, a lot of undocumented hours.
Sure, and obviously you have to have family members that understand, Coach, but the 3 years that you were at Columbus, 35-4, a state championship perfect season in 2022, and you took the job, you know, in those very unique times, you know, coming right out of COVID. I mean, you knew you had some groceries in the grocery store. Did you expect to have the kind of success you had right out of the chute?
Yeah, I would say yes. You know, I knew what we were bringing. I knew what the players that we had coming in, the work ethic that they had. You know, a lot of credit goes to the players for allowing us to coach them the way we did and to get the best out of them that we did. And, you know, a lot of players just bought in, and that's what makes it a successful thing. So, you know, in any situation, if you get buy-in, you're going to have success. And to go from where we were to, you know, winning a state championship, obviously that's something that's very special, and it takes a lot of people to make that happen.
You know, Coach, you've been a part of some state championships, obviously working at the St. Mary Springs program over the years, and you know, obviously being involved in Fond du Lac before you came. But as a head coach, what can you describe the feeling, what it is when you see that clock wind down to zeros and you see the kids making, you know, snow angels on the field at Camp Randall? What that feeling is like, you know, when you can raise that gold ball?
Honestly, I can remember it vividly. You know, as we got the ball back, when Jefferson knocked the ball out of Corey's hands, it was just stunned. I was stunned and almost numb. It's just like, did that just really happen? And it honestly took a couple days just to let it sink in, just because it felt so surreal. But just to see the joy in the players' faces and the excitement that they had, that's a feeling I'll always take with me.
Coach, and you know, your team was able to come back as well, you know, coming off of that 14-0 season where you had a huge target coming in with the 11-2 record, you know, falling to Catholic Memorial that first year, but then coming back last season to be able to put together another 10-2 mark and made a decent run in the postseason. You like how your guys, you know, didn't rest on their laurels and came back last year too, and, you know, were a contender for another title?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing about our team this past season was that it was a very young team. So we had a lot of players that we had to replace that were, you know, 2-3 year starters. And that's always challenging. And a lot of our players, our sophomores, you know, rightfully, they would have been playing JV had we had more upperclassmen. So they were stepping up from freshman football all the way up to varsity football. And just the grit that they showed and the growth that they showed was something that I couldn't be more proud of. And that's something that they're going to take into next season, that experience all that mentality that they brought with them. They're going to be very, very good.
So you feel like Columbus football is set up to continue the run that you've had over the last few years?
I don't see why not. You know, the kids obviously were upset. Wasn't something that they anticipated. It wasn't something that I necessarily anticipated either. But I think Columbus football, you know, the base that we laid down, the foundation, is going to be set up for success for a very long time.
Coach, I'm going to ask, you got the coach with your dad. How was that the last few years?
It's special. You know, not only did I have my dad on the sideline, but my son was on the sideline as well as a ball boy. So three generations of Cell grads there. When I was at Fond du Lac, you know, the Jorgensen family was huge there, and just seeing how they coached as a family and participated as a family is something special. And I was very fortunate to have that as well.
Well, Coach Andy Selgrad, I appreciate the time. You know, you've been very cooperative. It's been fun watching the Cardinals over the last three seasons with you at the helm, and look forward to continue to watch Columbus football over the next few years. But thank you so much for the cooperation, the time, and hopefully we can touch base in the near future as if you end up somewhere else coaching when the time is right. Thanks.
Thank you, Wade. Appreciate it.